You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service. I want to apologize that our radio sound has been poor of late, and I want to give special thanks to Chuck for putting a lot of time and effort into resolving it, hopefully. But we'll find out. Let us know, you know, when you're listening, if something's wrong, that'll help us to diagnose and fix it. Also, because the radio is going to be going as long as we're willing to fund it, just on, you know, your generous contributions specifically for that, if at any time we stop doing that, we will continue streaming. And so I haven't mentioned that over the radio. You can go to our website and find the live stream. So you can always, if you have internet access, you can always view or listen to it via the live stream that way. Tonight we have a youth bonfire, and youth or not, you're all encouraged to come. We'll have some hot dogs and s'mores, so come and join us for that. Using a sermon, working from a sermon from a Reverend Dr. Douglas Rutt. He is an emeritus professor at Concordia Seminary. And we will include Tiffany Drinkman in our prayers today, too. So you'll hear Tiffany's name mentioned in the prayers. Before I forget, also, I want to let you know, we'll be following the Divine Service Setting 4, which begins on page 203. So you can, you know, use your ribbons to mark these. And for our hymns, we will have the opening hymn 605, Father Welcomes. The hymn of the day, 851, Lord of Glory, You Have Bought Us. Distribution hymns, 438, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth. 547, The Lamb. 536, One Thing's Needful. The closing hymn, 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. And you can also keep your yellow insert handy, as we will use that to sing the intro and the gradual and follow the readings of the day. So let's begin with our opening hymn. Father giving his salvation, life forever has been won. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our own sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose strength is made perfect in weakness, grant us humility and childlike faith, that we may please you in both will and deed, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated for the readings. Old Testament reading is from Prophet Jeremiah chapter 11. The Lord made it known to me and I knew. Then you showed me their deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not know it was against me they devised schemes, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But, O Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tests the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you have I committed my cause. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert to sing together the gradual. The epistle is from James chapters 3 and 4. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is of to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore it says God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. The disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee, and Jesus did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples and saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith, as written in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To what are you committed? What kind of commitments have you made in your life? What are some of the things that are most important to you? As human beings, often we have causes to which we're committed. Maybe sometimes it's small things, other times it may be grandiose, even world-changing. It is inspiring to hear about people who've made great sacrifices and overcome enormous obstacles for their cause. Dr. Paul Farmer grew up in a rather impoverished environment in an old bus. His father had retrofitted as a rudimentary housing for the family, which included five children. And although Paul came from a humble home, he was extremely intelligent. His intellect was recognized by his teachers at the local public school. Some would say he had a photographic memory. He did so well in school that he was easily admitted to Duke University and Harvard Medical School, where he received both his MD and his PhD. And his accomplishments are too many to list here, but his main cause, to which he dedicated his entire career, despite the opportunities before him as a Harvard Medical School professor, or perhaps to make a lot of money as a researcher, was to find ways to combat major health problems, such as tuberculosis, among the poorest of the poor. He started his work in Haiti, but soon his reach went far beyond, all around the globe. Eventually, he became a world-renowned expert on public health among impoverished people. Already when he was only in his mid-40s, a New York Times bestseller was written about him, Mountains Beyond Mountains, The Quest of Dr. Paul Farmer, a man who would cure the world. In 2017, actor Matt Damon produced a documentary film about him called Bending the Arc. Unfortunately, in February of 2022, Dr. Farmer died of a heart attack while working on a health project in Rwanda. He was only 62. The public health medical community mourned his untimely death, saying that they had lost a giant. Farmer spent his entire life committed to the cause of improving health care for the disadvantaged. To be committed to a cause is to be all in for the sake of that cause. In today's Old Testament reading, we get a touching look into the life of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah faced many obstacles in his ministry and often went to the Lord to plead his case in the face of all the adversity that he had to confront, which is why he's often known as the weeping prophet. He was betrayed by his friends. He's surrounded by deceit and treachery. He cries out to the Lord in ways that remind us of Christ's own betrayal, his persecution and suffering. And yet he's committed to the cause to which God called him, to make known his word to the people of Judah, to call Judah to repent of its apostasy and idolatry. In the face of many reasons to despair, Jeremiah clings to the rock of his salvation. And so while Dr. Paul Farmer was committed to the cause of improving life on this earth, Jeremiah was committed to an even greater cause, the cause of showing the way to eternal life. Jeremiah is a powerful example to us as we navigate the trials and challenges of our own lives as people of God. As Jeremiah committed his cause to the Lord, let us commit our cause to the Lord God. The Lord God knows each of our plights. Sometimes in life we face hardships, injustice, persecution. We may conclude that God's absent, silent, doesn't care. We may wonder why we might need to face a certain challenge. Could be a person who is hostile to God, who opposes his word. Perhaps a person who makes false accusations about you to other people. Sometimes we might even feel betrayed by our own family and friends. In the case of Jeremiah, it's the Lord God who reveals to him the scheming and treachery of his friends, of Jeremiah's friends. God knew of their scheming before Jeremiah did. And in Jeremiah's case, the Lord revealed the murderous plots to him directly. God knows the challenges and troubles that we face, even before we do. God knows who will be hostile to him, who will oppose him and his word and his servants. God knows who will try to disparage you, your name, your reputation, whether it's in the workplace or amongst your friends and in your family. Sometimes we can experience the emotions that Jeremiah felt, like a lamb being led to slaughter. God cares about what happens in this world. He invites us to bring our cares and concerns humbly to him, and he will deliver us. The Lord God judges in righteousness. The Lord God does care about what happens in the world and what's happening in our lives. Despite his troubles, Jeremiah proclaims that the Lord God is righteous and judges righteousness. This means he judges in holiness and love. Sometimes it can look to us as if that's not the case, when evildoers seem to prosper and good people suffer. But the Lord God sees way beyond what we can see. This is even more true when we suffer for his name's sake. The suffering we face because of our commitment to the Lord is something we can count on. Jeremiah complains to God that though he tried to do as the Lord commanded, calling people to repentance, the people didn't want to hear it. And the people's anger when they were confronted with their sin of apostasy and idolatry, having turned from the one true God to false gods, their reaction was to hatch a plot to obliterate completely Jeremiah, his message, his name from the face of the earth. When confronted with the truth, the reaction of Jeremiah's people was to be blinded by the error of their ways and want to be rid of him, of Jeremiah. It seems we live in a world that's becoming angrier all the time. People often are blinded to the truth that's right before their eyes. This is especially true when it comes to respecting the Lord God. They disregard the Bible as God's true and only word. They deny creation as a gift from a good creator. They dismiss the values and dignity of human life. They reject accountability to anyone except themselves. And despite the fierce opposition, Jeremiah clung to the truth that God judges in righteousness. Jeremiah is confident that the vengeance of the Lord God will be upon his enemies. But the vengeance of the Lord is, it's not like, if you're familiar with some of the old Rambo movies, you know, this over-the-top anger, venomous. No, it's not like that. The vengeance of the Lord is fair retribution for those who've fallen away from all that God had given them, those who had chased after other gods. Those other gods can be anything that we put our trust in above him. So we can all fall into idolatry. We fall into idolatry when we're too afraid of what people think about us to speak the truth in love. We fall into idolatry when we're more afraid of losing our status in the workplace or favorability amongst our friends than we are to speak up for what is right. We fall into idolatry when we trust a news source or a politician or a celebrity to tell us what to think or say or do more than we trust the Word of God. We spend more time following them than we do following God and what he says. The Lord God brings about justice. Despite the harsh reaction of the people of Judah to his preaching, Jeremiah clung to the truth that the Lord God is righteous and will bring about justice. Even 600 years before the birth of Jesus, Jeremiah put his confidence in the lasting and final justice that God would provide in the coming Messiah, the Savior, who would take away the sin of the world. The Lord God judges the heart and the mind. Now, we may not be worshiping Baal or other spiritual beings, and by our outward appearance, we may not be plotting murder of God's prophet, but the Lord God judges the heart, our innermost thoughts and desires, and everyone falls short of what God demands. Nevertheless, the Lord also provides the way for our minds and our hearts to be washed clean and seen as perfect in His sight. It's through a simple trust in the perfect life, atoning death, the victorious rising again of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah put his trust in that same Savior, the only one, the one he knew was to come, and thus he could be confident to commit his cause to the Lord God. Despite all the troubles of his life, the forgiveness, life, and salvation of the Lord was his, Jeremiah's. This did not mean things were easier for Jeremiah in this life, but he knew the Lord God would preserve and protect his faithful. And to that cause, he could commit himself. We began by talking about the commitment of Dr. Paul Farmer, who dedicated his life to improving the physical lives of impoverished people around the world. And he, too, faced many obstacles and criticisms. In the case of Jeremiah, we see something even greater, a commitment to the cause of bringing eternal life to his people. Jeremiah's commitment to the Lord God, even when he faced the treachery and persecution brought on by his friends and his family, is an example for us what it means to commit your cause to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just as Jeremiah faced hostility because he committed his cause to the Lord God, we also may, probably will, come up against opposition and hostility because our commitment to the cause of the gospel, as we live out our faith in the world that seems increasingly to be in conflict with the Word of God, just as Jeremiah committed his cause to the Lord God, knowing that God was his strength and his shield, so we can also be confident and humbly commit ourselves to the cause of the Lord God, who would do so much, even give us his Son. And that way, we see what Jeremiah called God's vengeance. It's a fair justice that his Son took upon himself by his life, death, and resurrection for us and for our salvation. And that is a cause worth committing ourselves to, knowing that God is faithful, just, loving, caring, despite the obstacles we face in this life. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Church of Christ, that the Holy Spirit would rid us of all bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, let us pray to the Lord. For our synod's leaders and all pastors, that the Lord would give them the wisdom that comes down from heaven, making them peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and that they would sow among us in peace, yielding a harvest of righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. For the world, that the Lord would uphold it in his order, for the church, that she would be defended from all enemies, for our homes, that God would bless parents and children in service toward each other and faith until life's end, and for the government, that God would grant all authorities health and wisdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For the homebound, the lonely, the depressed and anxious, those preparing for surgery and the ill, and especially those who desire our prayers, Jeff, Dan, Tiffany, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Tammy, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Leah, Marlis, Erno, and Jeff, that committing their cause to the Lord and submitting themselves to God, they may know his peace and receive his comfort and healing. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who commune, that we may worthily receive the body and blood of Christ, who was cut off from the land of the living for us on the tree of the cross, so that we may live forever. Let us pray to the Lord. For faith and true prayers, that what we ask from God may not be squandered after our passions, but pressed into a service for our neighbors, let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please be seated as the offering is gathered. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us pray.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.